잠시 후 영어 듣기 능력 평가가 시작됩니다. 여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2022학년도 제1회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 교실에 계시는 선생님들께서는 라디오의 음량을 알맞게 조절하여 주시고 학생 여러분은 답안지에 반, 번호 그리고 이름을 써넣으시기 바랍니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emma, don't you think you're driving too fast? I'm afraid you might get a ticket.
Well, the speed limit here is 80 kilometers per hour. I'm driving under the limit.
No, it's 60. The new limit on this road became effective last month.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mark, I'm worried about your health. You sit still for too long when you study.
I know, Mom, but I try to work out 2 to 3 times a week.
That's good, but regular movement in daily life is more important.
3번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Judy, you look like something's bothering you.
Dad, I'm trying to listen to music with my phone, but my earphones are not working. I don't know what's wrong.
Why don't you try them with another device to see if they work?
4번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. What should you do if your closet is full of clothes you no longer wear? Perhaps the easiest way to deal with them is to just throw them away. However, in the case of gently used clothing, you can hold a yard sale or put your stuff up for sale online. If your clothes are a little worn out, consider donating them to animal shelters. They'll be of great help to them. It's also a great idea for you to use your clothes as cleaning towels. Something you don't need anymore will be turned into something very useful.
5번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, viewers. This is Perfect Travel. Today, I'd like to make a quick comment about my last video, where I introduced Cape Hill Down, a rural village I visited while traveling through England. There, I was able to experience a unique food culture. Because I was not familiar with their culture, I made inappropriate remarks about their traditional food, which made many people uncomfortable and upset. It's entirely my fault, and I'd like to express my sincere apologies to everyone, especially to the residents of Cape Hill Down. I have already deleted the video. Once again, I'm sincerely sorry.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 주장으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Melissa. What are you doing?
I'm writing a report on the mental health of the elderly.
Well, the issue seems to be drawing more attention as the world's population is aging rapidly.
The statistics say the biggest problem in older adults is depression.
That's terrible. What do you think can be done?
Some people argue the government should do something, but I think families are more important for their mental health.
I see your point. Whenever I visit my grandfather's, he says he's happy to spend time with me.
My grandparents, too. Families should care more about their elderly members. I believe that's the best way to protect them from depression.
I agree.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm home.
Hey, sweetie. Oh, did you do the shopping?
Yeah, I picked up some groceries on my way home.
Great. Why did you buy 3 boxes of salad?
These are buy 2, get 1 free items.
Honey, I think you shouldn't have done that. More than half of the salad will go bad before we finish it.
I thought buying extra salad was more economical.
That's too much. You remember when we threw away a whole box of salad that went bad?
I understand what you're saying.
I believe buying groceries in small quantities when needed is more economical.
You're right. I'd better go get a refund.
Good idea. I'll go with you.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello. Are you Lindsay Anderson?
Yes. You must be John Brown.
Yes, I am. It's nice to meet you.
You too. So, you are looking for an office around here, aren't you?
Yes. I'll use it as my photo studio. It needs to be big enough for all my photography equipment.
So, is just one room enough?
Actually, I need a separate room, which I'm going to use as a dark room.
Oh, I see. Let me check some of the units available. There are 2 units that fit your needs. One is near a subway station, and the other is next to Central Park.
I'd prefer the one near the park. It's close to the gallery where I usually display my photos.
I'm sure this place is perfect for you. Let's go and check it out.
Okay, let's go.
9번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
I want to buy a brand new smartphone.
Let me show you some new models. Number 2.
Can I use your phone? I left mine at home.
Sure. Here you are. Number 3.
Do you know where my phone is?
I saw it was on the table. Number 4.
I dropped my phone. The screen is cracked.
It seems the screen should be replaced with a new one. Number 5.
Excuse me, I think that's my phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that it was mine.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, James. Have you booked a room for our group project meeting?
Yes. I've just booked a room at Fairview Study Cafe for 5 p.m. this Friday. The other members said they're okay with that.
Sounds perfect. Should I bring my laptop?
No. We can use a laptop there for free.
That's nice. Did you get my email? I finally found the statistical data we'd been searching for, and I sent it to you.
Yes, that's exactly what we needed. Thanks.
Do you think I should print it out to share at the meeting?
You don't need to, but it'll be great if all of the members can see it before we meet. Can you email the data to the others?
Okay, I will.
Thanks. See you this Friday.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 오늘 영화를 볼 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Henry, did you know that the movie The Singing Mirror had been released recently?
Sure. James Walker, my favorite actor, is in it. I'll definitely watch it soon.
I thought you would. Why don't we watch it after school today?
Today? I'm afraid I can't.
Why? Are you going to see the school counselor? You said that you'd see her sometime this week.
No, that's not it. I have a drama club meeting at 4.
Oh, I thought the meeting was yesterday.
It was, but the schedule was changed because some of the members wanted to participate in the science event yesterday.
I see. Then I'll just go home and finish my Chinese assignment.
Sorry. Saturday is perfect for me, if you're okay with that.
Sounds good. Talk later.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to the ABC Aquarium Gift Shop. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to buy gifts for my little son and daughter.
All right. Then just take a look around.
Thanks. Oh, I like these cute penguin keychains. How much are they?
They're $10 each.
That's a good price. I'll buy two of them.
Okay.
Oh, how much are these snow globes?
Big ones are $30 each, and small ones are $20 each.
Well, I'll take one big snow globe.
Sounds great. Would you like me to wrap everything up? It costs $2.
No, thanks. Here's my credit card.
13번. 대화를 듣고 학생회장 선거에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Rebecca, what are you looking at?
Hi, Brian. It's an announcement for the student council election.
I see. I remember you were always interested in student council activities. Now that you are in the second grade, you can run for president.
That's right. Any second grader who is supported by more than 30 students can run as a candidate.
I know how much you've wanted this opportunity. When is the deadline for registration?
It's May 13th. To register, I need to submit my homeroom teacher's recommendation, a list of supporters, and my application to Mr. Scott.
Are you ready to register as a candidate? I'll be your first supporter.
Thanks, but I'm worried about my campaign. The official campaign period is in the third week of May, from Monday to Friday. Can you help me?
Of course I can.
14번. 해피 패밀리 에세이 콘테스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. Thanks for listening to the Healthy Life Channel. We're holding our Happy Family Essay Contest, and we're all ears for your family stories. The theme is your love for your family. Your stories should be submitted by April 30th, and there is no age limit for participation. Each story should be less than 1,000 words. Please send us your complete story by email. The best three stories will be selected, and special prizes will be awarded to the writers. The prize-winning stories will be introduced to the listeners through this channel as well. Please write a heartwarming story and send it to us before the deadline. Thank you.
(15번) 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 주문할 태블릿 PC를 고르시오.
Dad, what are you looking at?
I'm doing some online shopping. These tablet PCs are best sellers. Can you help me choose one?
Sure. What's your budget?
Well, I can spend up to $1,000.
Okay. Then let's cross this one out. What do you want to do with your tablet PC?
I'll mainly use it for video conferencing.
Then a 10-inch screen will be too small to see others' faces. You need one with a bigger screen.
I agree.
Do you need an expandable memory slot? You can save more documents and picture files in your tablet PC with it.
Not really. I usually upload my files to my cloud storage, so I don't think I need it.
All right. Now you have only two options. Which color do you like better?
Well, I prefer black to white, so I'll order this one. Thank you for your help.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Bolton.
Come on in, Cindy. So, you've got some concerns about math.
Yes. Actually, I got a bad score on my test, even though I tried my best.
Well, did you try to analyze the problems you got wrong on the test?
No. Could you tell me how to do that?
Sure. Try this. First, write the problems you got wrong on the left side of a notebook.
Okay. And then what?
Study the answer key thoroughly, and then write down why you came up with the wrong answers on the right side.
It seems like that takes quite a long time.
It does. However, by analyzing the process you used, you can find out where you made mistakes.
Okay, I'll give it a try. I'll do anything that will help.
17번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane, why are you taking your bike with you?
Dad, I told you I'm riding my bike to school instead of taking the bus this month.
Oh, yeah. For the Bike to School Challenge, the school's environmental project, right?
That's right. It starts today.
I see. I think it'll take about 30 minutes to get to school by bike.
Yeah. I think so, too. It's good for my health as well as for the environment.
That's the spirit. By the way, you don't plan on riding on the road with other vehicles, do you?
No. Don't worry, Dad. I'm taking car-free bike paths. And I'm riding with other students, so it'll be safer.
Great. Don't forget to wear your helmet while riding your bike.
I'll remember. Thank you, Dad.
I believe you'll be okay, but I'm still concerned.
18번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 스티브가 제니퍼에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Steve is a writer for his school's student newspaper. He is writing an article in the student spotlight section of the next issue. The article is about the news that Jennifer, a senior at the school, won the school invention contest. Steve finishes writing it based on the interview he had with her last week. He comes to think it would be great to add her invention pictures to the article. So, he wants to ask Jennifer if he can include pictures of her invention. In this situation, what would Steve most likely say to Jennifer?
Hello, students. Today, let's talk about what different shapes used in design can express. First, rectangles are the most popular shapes in design. They're popular because rectangles are familiar shapes that represent honesty and stability. In the case of triangles, they're seen as more of a dynamic shape. Power, progression, and direction are all represented by triangles. Next are circles. Circles send a positive emotional message, usually harmony. That's why circles are often used in logo designs to represent unity or love. Lastly, spirals are shapes that are often found in nature, from shells to the galaxies. Designers can use them to show growth, evolution, or the seasons. Fertility, life, and death can also be expressed by spirals in design. Now, let's look at some presentation slides with examples.
19번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. (20번) 언급된 모양이 아닌 것을 고르시오. (수고하셨습니다.) 이상으로 전국 16개 시도교육청이 공동으로 주관하는 2022학년도 제1회 고등학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가를 모두 마치겠습니다.